This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, January 30th. Well, cattle markets last week had a good start to the week. We were sharply higher on Monday. With corn under some pressure, the feeder cattle really took off and finally broke out to the upside. But then we just had nothing for some follow through. The market was sideways for 4 days after that, just chopping around back and forth. In the live cattle market, we saw that the futures had a strong day on Monday and then started to pull back a little bit later in the week. So we haven't really fallen apart, but certainly that upward momentum has stalled out for both the lives and the feeders. In the cash trade, we were steady to a little bit weaker. The Fed trade averaging around 154. That was down one on the week. Dressed at 248 was unchanged. Box beef was lower on Friday at the choice down 99 cents at 268, select down 94 at 251. The spread lost 5 cents. We're sitting at 1722. Movement was 111 loads. So for the week, we had 613 loads moved, which is the most we've seen all year. The slaughter rates through Friday, 628,000 head. That was 12,000 more than the previous week and up 30,000 from a year ago. The dressed weights, 829 pounds, down one on the week and down about 16 from a year ago. Feeder cattle index was up 203. We're sitting at 179.57. So pretty good jump for the feeder cattle index, which is a moving average. We got an inventory report out tomorrow. So the semi-annual inventory gives us a snapshot of where we are as far as numbers go. The trade expects, of course, that herd size, beef herd size will be down and retained heifers will be down. They're looking for the beef cow herd to be down about 4.2% from last year at 28.8 million head, which would be a record low. And it would be the fourth year in a row where we're down, where the beef cow herd has been in a decline. The calf crop is estimated down 2.8%. That's right around 1 million head, and that would be the fifth year in a row that we've seen the calf crop decline. We're looking for the trade is also expecting USDA to lower last year's calf crop another 400,000 head. Just considering what has come to slaughter and what your retained heifers are, the numbers just didn't line up. So that just further reduces your herd size in the bigger picture. So clearly we're painting a long-term bullish picture here for the beef complex. We need to get through this constant chatter of recession. We've got a slew of economic data coming at us and this week, and we do expect that the Fed will raise interest rates again, probably half a percentage point, but who knows. I think that, this talk of recession and quite a bit of, evidence of big companies laying people off, that certainly could cut into domestic beef demand. And I think that's serving as kind of a big wet blanket over the market. But longer term, you have smaller herds and you've got smaller calf crop. And if you start to retain heifers, which I think you will, with all the moisture that we've gotten across much of the country, except of course the key area of cattle country, which is the western, southern, and central plains, that suggests that there's going to be demand for calves to put on grass, that you'll probably get a pretty decent hay crop, you'll start to retain heifers. That just further reduces the number of cattle available to the feedlots. That is the bottom line. And that keeps beef production tight, and I think it supports the market long term. That's just, in the broad brush strokes of where this market is, I think we're at the very beginning stages of the longer term bull market. So, again, if we don't go into any kind of a deep recession, I think the live cattle hold their own. I think the feeder cattle, if the rains come, and they are forecast to get a pretty good shot of rain, believe it or not, in western Texas, in the 8 to 15 day forecast. If that materializes, you'll get the winter wheat crop off to a good start. You'll get the pastures recharged, at least on the surface soil. And I think that just kind of stokes demand for calves. And so that would suggest that you're going to see, you know, the demand for feeder cattle be strong, likely topping in early May, which is a normal seasonal pattern when you have good rains and good grazing conditions in the plains. So that's what I'm looking for. It could be a barn burner, really. If the rains come and, you know, with calf numbers as tight as they are, you could see demand really soar this spring for calves. So we want to be buying the breaks. I think the opportunities are there. And I think that we've got some pretty good potential to the upside, at least in feeders. I don't see the corn market being able to sustain much upward momentum. I think eventually that rolls over, especially with all the rain we're getting in Argentina. You've got Brazil seeding corn behind the soybean harvest into very good conditions. You've got the U.S. Midwest pretty much out of drought situation, even though the drought monitor still shows some of it lingering in the West. They've had a ton of moisture. So we're going to get the corn crop off to a pretty screaming start here, I think, in the U.S. The economics would suggest that, you know, for producers who haven't made up their mind on acreage yet, that they would probably go to corn. So, you know, kind of be braced for a bit higher corn acres than what's being thrown out there at the moment, and good planting conditions. If anything, it might be too wet, but that's a long way off. Regardless, the moisture conditions are good for planting progress here in the United States. And so I think it's going to be difficult to keep corn moving on an upward trajectory. So that bodes even more well for the feeder cattle market over the long term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.